May I have your attention, please? That was my Eminem impersonation. What'd you think, Automatic? What'd you think, Anthony A? Come on.
You got to work on it.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast number 86. We got Pusheisty. We're talking all kinds of stuff, including Karen no longer exists. Her name now is Brittany. Ooh. Hey, all right. Let's turn this podcast up.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Well, we got a call from a racist who tried to get us fired. In fact, she called the radio station, left this message for our boss in hopes that we'd be blown out probably by today.
You guys need to f***ing shut up about Derek Chauvin and George Floyd. FYI, George Floyd did deserve to die because he f***ing held a pregnant woman at gunpoint and robbed her. And the fact that you even give a goddamn shit that he is 6 feet underground shows what kind of horrible human beings you are.
Brittany goes on for a lot longer. How do I know her name is Brittany? Well, I'll explain that when we come back. We even debated airing this call, but I overrode DJ Automatic and Anthony A here because I said I know a lot of people feel like this. And I want to have this conversation today about Derek Chauvin, not Calvin. You call up here to defend a murder, you at least got to know his name, Brittany. So we come back, we'll play the call in its entirety, and let's have this conversation today.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Okay, so Brittany the racist called us. How do I know she's a racist? Because her Yelp reviews say so. How do I know who Brittany is? Because when she called the radio station to complain about us giving the verdict, it was news, Derek Chauvin was found guilty on all three charges brought against him in the murder of George Floyd. He's the former cop that put his knee on the back of George Floyd's neck. When Brittany called a radio station, she was hoping to get us fired. The young woman who got the message initially is mixed race. She's half black. She's half Mexican. She was very upset by this. She passed it on to her supervisor, who happens to be an African-American man. He is in a very, a power position here. And I think she hoped that we'd get fired or something. This is Brittany's call.
You guys need to f***ing shut up about Derek Chauvin and George Floyd. FYI, George Floyd did deserve to die because he f***ing held a pregnant woman at gunpoint and robbed her. And the fact that you even give a goddamn shit that he is 6 feet underground shows what kind of horrible human beings you are. Derek Chauvin deserved to f***ing walk free. He did this world a goddamn favor. F***ing George Floyd is a piece of s***, and I am so happy he's dead. I am so glad he's dead. I f***ing scream with joy when men like that die because they don't deserve to exist, and you people are f***ing morons for taking his side. Literally, you are the worst type of people on this planet. You sit there and you stand up for a man who f***ing held a pregnant woman at gunpoint. He pushed a gun up to a baby's head in his mother's womb. And you are standing up for him? F*** you. You guys are f***ing insane. George Floyd deserved to die. Derek Chauvin, he's going to get his whole f***ing thing appealed. Just watch. Just f***ing watch. Vote for f***ing Trump 2024. Biden. You guys.
What that whole vote Trump 2024 and the whole F Biden, what does that have to do with anything?
That was just her little cherry on top of that little sundae.
Brittany, calm down. So Brittany owns a business. And see, the thing is, when you call the radio station, I can't see who you are. But when you call the front office, we want to know. Because people like Brittany scare us. She sounds a little crazy.
How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel threatened, obviously. Yeah. She's saying a lot of crazy things to us. She's trying to say that, I guess, cops are supposed to kill guilty people. Then she's a communist. Because in this country that I live in, the United States Constitution grants all people the right to a judge and jury of their peers. Yeah. Brittany is either ignorant or just plain stupid.
Ignorant is clear. Ignorant is clear. For me, like I kind of like I heard that call when it was sent to us, and I was like, wow. To be in this position, you have to sign up to handle ignorant, dumb hecklers like that.
Okay,
right. Part of me like doesn't like I was part of the side of like let's not even allow her the privilege to be on our platform, right? That's how.
But
I felt.
Lot of people feel like Brittany, and that's why I overrode.
And it's scary. And then of those people, there's a select few of those people who aren't right there. And we live in a country where like mass shootings and shootings are a thing. And for me, I happened to be in El Paso, Texas, during the tragic events of when it was over 20 Mexican Americans were murdered because of their race.
Because they're Mexican.
And so for me, that constant threat is in my head. then I would hate to feel that fire or have anything to deal with that.
And that's why we, when someone calls the front office, have the ability to find out who they are. I know who Brittany is. I know
we even read the Yelp reviews on her business.
And it's got a lot of things. Like, Brittany's openly racist to people she works with.
And the Trump thing was weird to me, too, because now...
What does that got to do with the murder?
What does that have to do with anything? I have a lot of friends who vote for Trump who say, yeah, that what happened to George Floyd was clearly a murder.
Including officers that sat up on that they testified against
Derek
Chauvin.
You know when I knew Brittany was a moron? When she was trying to claim a moral higher ground and wishing death upon somebody else.
I'm so glad he's dead, she said.
The audacity of her to say, you guys are pieces of... And when she's literally wishing death upon another human being, claiming like a moral higher ground. I'm sorry, Brittany. You are the worst kind of human being there is.
And I will tell you this right now, Brittany. I don't want you to get fired like you wanted us to get fired. I don't want you to lose business. Therefore, I am not going to reveal the business that Brittany owns. I'm not going to do that. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. You can disagree, but you're wrong. Your opinion doesn't override the facts. And the fact is that other police officers sat in front of that jury and testified against Derek Chauvin because what he did was wrong. Whatever George Floyd did before, whatever he did during, doesn't matter. Cops can't kill guilty people either. And by the way, according to the United States Constitution, George Floyd is innocent and everybody else is as well until they sit in front of that jury. But guess what? He didn't get his day in court. You know who's lucky? Derek Chauvin's lucky because he's alive and he got to sit in front of that court and that judge and be sentenced instead of being tortured to death for 9 minutes and 29 seconds.
I want to address one thing she kept bringing up was the gun to the pregnant woman's belly.
Okay, let me tell you the story. None of that matters. George Floyd paid for his crimes. He went to prison. He and five other men pretended they were water, people, and they went into this woman's house. Now, he was ransacking. Another man did hold this pregnant woman, with a gun. They went to prison. They paid their dues. Again, you cannot kill people that you don't like. If that's the way, if you think that that's the way things work, you have to live in a communist country because that's the way it works in Russia. That's the way it works in Cuba. That's the way it works in communist countries. That's not the way it works in the United States of America. What do people like Brittany tell us? If you don't like it, get out. Go live yourself in a communist country because that's the way they run the show there.
I think people like Brittany are people who have Blue Lives Matter license plates.
And don't really care about the blue lives that sat up there and testified against Derek Chauvin, who did the right thing. She's not pro-cop. She's pro her own agenda.
She's just a racist. That's all she is.
Yes.
If you have a Blue Lives Matter license plate and you have a similar mindset as Brittany, you're a problem of America.
You probably thought the Capitol thing was a great thing. Like, oh, this is great. But police officers died.
I do pray for you, and I do lead with love for you. So
yeah, that's why I'm not going to put your business on blast, because I really do hope that perhaps you have a change. I don't think you can change, though, Brittany.
Brittany, after reading your Yelp reviews. Yeah, she's a waste of time, a waste of space.
Careful. All right, if you want to speak on this one, tap in. The phone lines are open. We're also posting this on social media. Follow us, all platforms, Dana Cortez Show. Back with more, less than 5 minutes.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I'm pretty sure everybody knows the itsy bitsy spider went up the water spout. Well, science has discovered a new song that spiders are singing. Ah! I can't wait to share this with you. It's time for In Case You Missed It, DJ Automatic per usual. What's your first story?
In case you missed it, Kobe Bryant's estate is moving on from Nike. Yes, what? Vanessa Bryant has issues with the amount of money they offered and the availability of the actual Kobe Bryant shoes, particularly when it comes to kids. Vanessa Bryant was actually hoping for a deal more like Michael Jordan or LeBron James. They have lifetime deals, and she didn't understand why Kobe wouldn't get a lifetime deal. So she has a real issue with the distribution as well. She wants everyone to be able to get Kobe. So Nike wants to make it exclusive, and Vanessa Bryant wants to make it so anybody can get a Kobe Bryant shoe anytime. And she's like, in particular, little kids. She wants little kids to be able to go to the store and buy Kobe's.
Okay, so you're talking about like when they release and whatnot like that too. It's not going to be more of like the Jordan
and just having it readily available in the store. She doesn't want to do the Jordan exclusive thing.
Well, I think that it's gotten harder and harder for kids to just get their hands on their favorite athlete shoes, because you have all these sneaker apps and everything that come through. They scoop everything up and then they charge double. Can we just talk about the price of the shoe to begin with? And then you're double, triple, 10 times more because it's a Kobe exclusive. When I understand completely where she's coming from. So is she going to walk across the street to Puma or Adidas? That's the bigger question.
They have not decided yet, but Nike will now stop making the Kobe Bryant shoe.
What Nike should do, instead of making the same mistake they did with Kanye West, is go back to the drawing board and do what's right.
Well, the deal isn't off the board. Vanessa Bryant said if they come with a better deal, she will sign it.
It would be fire to get some those throwback Adidas, those crazy eights.
You remember those? Those are crazy. Those were really
dope. Well, we'll see what might happen, but hopefully they do right by the legacy of Kobe Bryant.
Thanks.
All right, Anthony A., what we got for today?
In case you missed it, waking up to your favorite song can make you more alert. There's a new study out of Australia saying that they have the cure for your morning grogginess. Researchers prove that waking up to music instead of a blaring alarm didn't make you feel as sluggish.
Wow, because it's something you like.
Yeah, it's something you like. And it actually says, it goes on to say that the catchier the song, the better. And it's actually even more effective than caffeine or a hot shower in the morning.
I believe that, because when I'm getting ready to go out or do something important, I always put music on. It makes me feel better. Hey, download the app and listen to us. It's free.
What song do you guys wake up to?
For myself, currently, is Travis Scott, Way Back.
Okay, that's a good one.
DJ Automatic.
I listen to Rage Against the Machine, Bulls on Parade.
Okay, all right.
That will wake you up in the morning.
That might scare you in the morning.
Dana Cortez, what about you?
Well, it's not the one that we're about to play. It turns out the Itsy Bitsy Spider has another song that we've never heard, The Sound of Its Web. Researchers have discovered spiders use special vibrations to communicate when they build their webs. So using computers and algorithms, scientists translated them into sounds humans normally couldn't hear. And it's exactly what you thought. Creepy. Listen to this. I don't know about you, but that's creepy. It's scary. It sounds like something from a horror movie, haunted house kind of thing. It sounds like a spider web.
What was that exactly that I was listening to, though?
When the spider is building its web, and the web moves with the wind or anything that walks by it or whatever the case may be, it vibrates. And this is a way for the spider to know, I've caught something. Something's near me. Remember, the spider eats whatever it captures inside of its web.
So it's like kind of like sending like a little telegram to the other spiders.
That's right. Yeah, it's sending telepathic communications like dolphins do. You know how they do the little sonar? This is spider-nar.
Mainly for the lady spiders. To let them know.
It's din-din time, ladies. Come on through. Let's make some eggs.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
He got the DNA test back. He's like, I don't think that's my kid. And then all of a sudden, he's like, I don't want the kid. I don't want to take care of the kid. Then why did you want the DNA test in the first place? That is the question. It's what guys think. Automatic Anthony A., you got to know someone who's been through this.
I do not know anybody who is the man that you're describing. So for those who are not behind the scenes, Dana, can you go ahead and please tell the people about the scenario going on with your friend?
Okay, she was with this guy for over a couple years, and she gets pregnant, and he's like, oh my gosh, now I don't know if I want to be in this relationship.
Okay.
Turns out he has another child who's older. He had a kid when he was just a teenager. No, has a relationship with the child, but doesn't take care of the child, and now doesn't take care of this child. And while he was with this woman, got another woman pregnant. Oh. This baby's just a few months old. Doesn't take care of that child either. He said, bye, peace out on this one too.
So are we seeing a pattern here?
Yeah, we're definitely seeing a pattern. But what upset me off the air, as you guys are like, why are these ladies laying down with this man? Once again, blaming women for the man's failure.
He's not a good person,
period.
Oh, that's established. I mean, he's 0 for 3 on taking care of his kids.
If I can't blame her, let me blame her friends then. Somebody's not going to tap her and be like, hey, this guy is not a good person. This guy is not a person you should have a kid with. You shouldn't be having unprotected sexy time with this man here based off of his history as a human being.
So let's go back to the woman you said that she'd been here with him for 2 years.
Yeah.
And now that she got pregnant, he left.
Yeah.
Did she get pregnant on purpose to try to keep him?
No, she did not get pregnant on purpose. No, I mean,
how was the relationship doing before she got pregnant?
I think, you know, they were just seeing each other. Everything's fine. 2 years to me, or more than 2 years, is a long time with somebody.
It's easy to be with somebody and, like, just when it's casual like that. Once you have a kid, that's like, you're all pretty much married at that point.
Well, no, I don't think you're married at that point.
Well, if you're going to take care of the kid together, you have a lot.
First of all, he's not taking care of the kid. So what you're saying doesn't even make sense. This is a man, and the question is, how can a man make three babies and walk away from them? This isn't a trial against the women who are raising their children, doing what's right.
I'm not blaming the women.
Yeah, you both just blame the women. You both said, well, why is she laying? Why should she have to even worry about this? Why wouldn't he, any man, want to take care of his child? The women aren't on trial. These men who walk away are, right? The question is why?
My answer to that is probably they don't have a father. They don't know how to be a father. I think that plays a way bigger role in this than a lot of men, because it's a lot easier to walk away from a situation when somebody walked away from you, because in your head, you can justify it. Whereas, like, Anthony and I had fathers in our lives. I would never walk away from my child. I don't think Anthony would, when he has kids, okay, I don't think he would ever do that, because he had a person in his life that was there and played that father role.
Even though it might not have been the most perfect father role, but then you have somebody like Lil Wayne, which we talked about off air as well, who has multiple children with multiple women and says they're all a blessing. And because he didn't have that father figure, he wants to be a better person, and he takes care of every one of his children, and he takes care of every woman who he says gave him the greatest gift, his child.
Shout out to Lil Wayne.
Yes, sir.
Good thing that he does that. Okay, but the fallout between the mom and the father can also play a huge, you know, part in this.
No excuses.
This guy, hold on. This guy is 0 for 3. He's not taking care of any of his kids. He's just a POS. But there are situations where the mom does try to keep the kid away from the father.
Yeah, I agree.
You say 0 for 3, but in his eyes, he might be 3 for 3. And that's the reason why he continues to do it, is because he continues to get away with it. Until he meets a woman who's going to stop him in his tracks and say, no, you're not going to be able to sleep with me until you take care of your kids. I don't care what you do. Don't do this. That's what it's going to be.
And on that note, Anthony A., I will give every woman and man listening a little piece of advice. If the person you're with doesn't take care of the child they made with somebody else, chances are they're not going to take care of yours either. So be careful who you lay down with. This is the closest you can be with a person. Don't give it up so easy. And when you bring children into the world, remember, do right by them. All right, tap in on the phone lines. You want to speak on this one? We'll be back with more of the show less than 5 minutes from now.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The Pentagon has verified that a newly leaked video of UFO is real. I'm about to tell you where you can watch the video. It is time for, in case you missed it, kicking things off, DJ Automatic.
In case you missed it, there was a fatal Tesla car accident in Houston over the weekend, a driverless vehicle. The Tesla crashed into a tree, caught fire, and caused the death of two of its passengers.
Where were the passengers?
More than likely in the back seat. The car was driving at a high speed when it failed to properly turn and hit a tree. Elon Musk actually tweeted that you are 10 times less likely to have an accident in one of his vehicles versus a traditional vehicle when you have the Tesla in autopilot. And he said, in the first quarter, we registered one accident for 4 million miles driven versus a normal car, which is every 484,000 miles driven.
I get it, but it was a fatal accident. The car exploded.
Right.
And you have this false sense of, oh, I'm safe. And then the two people are in the back seat, and it's a lot. I get it.
Not for me.
The tweet, Elon. That's not the tweet, sir.
I'm not ready to go driverless yet.
Nope. Maybe I am. But when you have somebody who's clapping back at two people dying instead of saying, my goodness, that's, you know, a sad thing. We're going to find out why it missed the turn. We're going to do better. It's like, eh. That's not the tweet, sir.
Thanks.
Seriously. All right, Anthony, what you got?
In case you missed it, interns can still earn a pretty penny. A recent study done by the website Glassdoor, they listed down the top internships for this year. And actually, the intern salaries can be up to $8,000 a month, y'all.
$8,000
What kind of internship is that?
Now, the majority of these internships are with tech companies or financial firms. All right, but actually, one of them is PayPal, for example, and their interns get paid up to $6,500 a month plus 401k.
What are they doing? That's a lot of money to go get coffee.
They're learning, and they're making money while they're learning. Tech jobs are big. Now, you know that Google is offering a free certificate program online now.
What?
It takes you 6 months, and you can work your way in. And by the way, they are highly focused on diversity.
Hey.
So if you want the Google career opportunity that is free, please hit me up at Dana Cortez on Instagram. I will answer your DM. Might not be quick, but I will get you that link.
Thanks.
And then finally, video of a pyramid-shaped UFO has been released, and the U.S. Pentagon confirms it's real. And they say it's part of ongoing examinations of UFO sightings. The footage was taken by Navy personnel in 2019. The Department of Defense created the Unidentified Aerial Phenomena Task Force in August to investigate sightings like these. If you have not seen this video, it will give you chills. It's creepy. It looks like this pyramid moving side to side. And I'm talking, it's over 30 seconds worth of footage. It is not just a blip, and it's weird.
So does this confirm that the pyramids in Egypt are from UFOs?
Automatic, that's the first thing I thought. When I saw that it was shaped like a pyramid, I thought about all of the...
Then I think of the Illuminati stuff, too. What if Illuminati is aliens?
What about the pyramid schemes hunting America?
Starting with Herbalife. Oh, I'm kidding.
I lost $100 to a pyramid scheme when I was like 17, 18
what
years
happened?
Old. I gave him $100. He said he's going to give me back $400 and then $800, and then it was going to be $1,600, and then I never saw him again.
Come on, man.
Don't get in them thandas, people. Don't get into them.
Thanks.
All right, that's in case you missed it. We'll be right back with more less than 5 minutes from now.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I get messages about the Fat Club almost daily, and I'm so proud of you because the amount of weight we've lost collectively is a lot.
Let's go.
You think it's a ton?
I think it's a ton. It's a ton of weight. Great little joke there, DJ Automatic. All right, so obviously I do this because I used to be 60 pounds heavier. You would have to scroll way down my timeline to see those photos. I haven't been uploading them lately. But the Fat Club is here because myself, Dana Cortez, I've kept my weight off for over 10 years, and I'm proud of myself. It's an accomplishment. So when I got the message from this woman who is beginning her journey, so excited for her. But then as I read down the message, her family's not supportive. Particularly her husband. The kids, they're little, so they're not really, you know, they don't have much to say about it yet. But her husband's like, this food is disgusting. And you asked me what kind of food, so I hit her up. And she's like, no, I'm just grilling instead of frying.
Okay.
I'm baking instead of putting everything in thick oil. I'm using olive oil instead of manteca, which is shortening, you know, like the thick shortening. And so what I think is that she's gone from cooking very greasy food.
Like traditionally the way that a lot of people cook.
Yes, and yes,
those
man.
Those little subtle changes in regards to your diet can go a long way, too.
Oh, my gosh, they can.
That, right? I mean, just do a lot for your arteries.
Thank you very much.
I
ain't trying to disrespect her husband by shouting her out, but shout out to her progression. But that could be tough. And like, I don't think you guys really face this problem, right?
Well, okay, here's the thing. For me,
I don't want manteca in my food.
But let me tell you something. If I do put manteca, if I put some shortening in the beans, Otto will eat it.
Oh,
if
yeah.
I don't, Otto will eat it. If I eat junk, Automatic will eat the junk. If I cook healthy, Automatic will eat healthy. And I think it's really...
pretty much a robot. I do whatever Dana says.
Here's the thing. I was thinking to myself, for this man to demand her to cook two separate meals?
Sounds like a real man to me.
Boy, did you break your arms?
Now I'm starting to question my manlyhood.
No, it's so stupid and so selfish of him. Your kids, sir, are going to begin acquiring their taste for what they want in life now.
True.
Now, do you want your children to crave the junk you want? Or do you want your kids to be healthy? Number one, the woman's like, what do I do? I'm like, well, you gotta keep her disciplined, mama.
Yep.
Number one, discipline is everything. And Automatic has none. So
How do I have no discipline? You're making me sound like I'm some moron.
No, you're not a moron. You're like me. If I have Oreos in the house, what happens?
You eat them.
And if you see them, what happens?
I might have one.
One bag. So discipline is everything. Put your foot down. And then, you know, number two, I hate to tell you this, but you're going to have to get real. Not everybody's going to support you because your husband hasn't reached that point yet. He doesn't want to get healthy. Okay, he's a grown man, but you don't have to cook his meals either. You don't have to cook double meals.
Nope.
Like I said, did that man break his arm, his hand? He don't know how to cook? Have him pull up and get whatever he wants then, and you cook for you and your children and do what's right for you and your family.
The leading cause of divorce, the Dana Cortez
it
Show.
It's the leading cause of living a longer life. All right, so we would love for you to tap in and please give her some advice. And have you had this happen in your own home? How have you managed to lose weight when everybody around you isn't into it? All right, back with more of the show less than 5 minutes from now. That's the Fat Club.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A California mom was home alone, and she heard someone in her house. And what police found is shocking. I've got that story in case you missed it. Mine is coming up in a little bit, but Automatic, you said you have something pretty big.
All right, so in case you missed it, soon, very soon, you're going to be able to buy and sell cryptocurrency like Bitcoin on Venmo. The digital payment platform, which is owned by PayPal, will start letting users invest in a bunch of different digital tokens. You have to spend at least a dollar, and then you can rub it in everybody's face and say that you're invested in cryptocurrency. But so the ones they're going to let you do are Bitcoin, Ethereum, Litecoin, and Bitcoin Cash to start with.
I got a dollar on it. I'm good with a dollar.
Is it here to stay? Is Bitcoin and like all this cryptocurrency here to stay is my question. Because my brother actually just went and invested a good chunk of his stimulus into this, as a matter of fact.
Though. Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question.
Is it a solid investment at this point? JP Morgan says not 100% solid, which they're, you know.
But nothing. What is 100% solid investment?
Yeah. I mean, at this point, I wish I would have been invested in Bitcoin when, in like 2011, I was working at this bar/club and they had one of the first Bitcoin stations.
Really?
And they wanted.
It's like a vending machine. Yeah. Basically. It looks like a vending
They wanted
machine.
To pay me in Bitcoin because they owed me a few thousand dollars.
And what did you say?
My. Now I feel like a dummy. I'd probably be a multimillionaire.
Listen, I used to go to that same nightclub, and trust me, that's not the only dumb decision I got made at that nightclub.
Anthony, what's your story?
Well, in case you missed it, relaxed jeans are a good investment. Yes, mom jeans are back. A recent study done by Levi's predict that relaxed jean denim sales will be up 25% due to pandemic pounds.
Oh, we get fat. Right. So you want that extra high-waisted
jeans
cover.
Also, yeah. Now that we're getting back out, everyone's viewing jeans as like a way from going like, you know, from like being at home leisure to jeans. Jeans is like your fancy wear now.
So I'm wearing some big high-waisted jeans right now.
In our building, I've noticed people are not dressing up. Now that they're coming back to work, there's not as many people in suits anymore, and I see a lot of people wearing sweats to work.
Well, I get it, but the high-waist jean, what I was trying to say is that it covers my little pancita, my little stomach that I got during COVID. It's just a little, because I have a pretty flat belly. Most people can attest to that, but it's a little thicker than it's been. So I get it. The husky jean is back.
Hey. I it has a matzo top. I do the same thing with my Dickies. Yeah, the great thing is skinny jeans are out, y'all.
Skinny jeans are done? Are you saying they're done forever?
Skinny jeans are out, y'all.
For women anyway, at least. No,
at least until Americans lose weight.
All right, so now, in case you missed it, a mom in California was home alone, and she heard a loud noise, so she immediately called 911. She was so afraid. She stayed upstairs with her children, and police were allowed to enter the house. And when law enforcement arrived, they discovered her iRobot vacuuming downstairs. What are you doing, lady? I get it, though. You're by yourself. You have your kids. Maybe your husband's out of town. This happens to me all the time. Automatic's traveling, DJing before COVID. He's gone. And I hear something, and I get freaked out. I get completely freaked out. In fact, one time, we never have people over. Anthony, it was you. You brought all your friends to our house after the club that you were DJing, Automatic.
That was a different club, though.
Whole different club. But anyway, we don't really have people over. And the next morning, my daughter comes running down the stairs and says someone is in the house. So immediately, Automatic grabs his shotgun. He's in his drawers at the time. And he's running up the stairs. And I'm running past it. You know, not past him. I'm running after him. And I ask him, do you want me to call 911? And he says, hold up. As he proceeds to scream at whoever is in the bathroom that I'm going to kill you, So anyway, it turns out it was a hawk caught outside of the window, and it was flapping its wings really hard and hitting the side of the house.
Why do you think I start talking like that when I get like a gun in my hands?
Like, I don't know, because it's like, you don't I've talk got this
like false sense of security going on. Like I'm actually tough or something.
I'm learning from all of this, Automatic. I'm thankful. I'm sad that you didn't pull the trigger on Bitcoin, and I'm thankful you didn't pull the trigger on the hawk.
On the hawk either, exactly. He did cock the gun though. I hate that sound. All right, that's in case you missed it. We'll be right back with more. Coming up next.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Climate change is real. Listen, people, climate, it's changing before our eyes, and a crisis is pushing polar bears to mate with grizzlies, producing a hybrid called a pizzly bear. WTF story. DJ Automatic, Anthony A. Polar bears are having to move south to find land, and the grizzly bears are having to move north to find colder temperatures. So the two are falling in love. Woo, the birds.
I don't know if I like the name Pizzly Bear, though.
Well, hold on. First of all, the birds and the bees habit applies to bears. And since polar bears and grizzly bears share similar DNA, they are able to breed.
Nice, hey, dude. Like how Dana and Automatic are. Dana's Latino, Automatic's a white guy. You guys did
exactly.
It, dude. Guys, I agree with Automatic, though. I don't really know how I feel about the name Pizzle Bears.
It's Pizzly.
Whatever. I'm more of a polar grizzly guy. I like that.
Growler Bear.
Growler.
Growler bear is cool. Some people call them the Polizzly. That's a rapper name. That's a rapper name. Anyway, a guide from the Northwest Territories is actually taking pictures of their first babies. And the bear's kind of cute. You can go take a look at the picture at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Go to my story. I got the photo up right now.
I saw the picture. They're not cute. They look like skinned cats.
Well, first of all, that's the
baby. They look like the hairless cats.
Dude, this is what kind of cats you hanging out with. Dude,
that's a big cat.
Cats,
right there.
Dude, that's not like a cat.
No,
if
not at all.
You guys could combine an animal, what would it be?
I'm doing a wolf and a shark.
Wolf and a shark. That doesn't even make sense.
It doesn't have to. It's a WTF story.
Quite predator, though.
So my wark would live in my backyard. I'll buy it a kiddie pool. That way nobody can ever mess with my house. Ever.
That was domestic. Hey, yo, I am going to do an octopus and a parrot.
Anthony, right. Why an octopus and a parrot?
Because I'm intrigued by how intelligent an octopus is, and I want to hear it talk. So therefore,
you want to know what's going on.
Exactly.
Why do you guys keep doing water animals with like land
Why
animals?
Not?
Why well, it
not,
doesn't make
dude.
Any sense. It doesn't. You can't
What's
put
animal,
a land
automatic?
Animal.
What's your animal?
I'm going to defy the laws of nature, and I'm going to put a dog and a cat together.
It's already been done. Cat dog. Remember this.
Cat dog. Alone in the world with a little cat dog.
All right, we'll be back with more of the show less than 5 minutes from now. That's your WTF story.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Yeah, I got my own steed. Don't need some curtain.
Pooh Shiesty, thank you for being on time.
So
that doesn't happen very often in the rap game. Who gets you to your interviews? Who gets you to your shows? Who gets you to the airport on time?
I got a team to help
That's
me
good.
For sure, but it got to still be on me to get up and go too.
That's a good, right?
Yeah.
Are you somebody who has decided I'm going to surround myself with people that are real and not just to tell me yes all the time? Because
exactly.
Okay, because sometimes you see that happen, right? You do know what I'm talking about, where people just say yes and they kind of, I feel like sometimes they kind of hurt the artist more than help the artist.
Mm-hmm.
How do you plan on keeping it straight?
Real and solid. How I plan on keeping it straight? Just like you said, separating all the fake. Like, I can see through it. Once I see the flaw, I'm going to call it what it is. Don't even fight through it.
I know your dad has been in the game for a long time. Did your dad have you listen to throwback hip-hop or anything, or did you just always listen to your favorite music?
Yeah, my favorite music. But I like his favorite music, too. That's just how I think, though. I ask him, like, what you like listening to? And to see, like, why would he like it? Some of it I might like, some of it I don't get.
Like, what is that?
You know what I'm saying? He used to be like, he used to hit hard back in the day. It'd probably be like that for us, like, 10 years later.
Yeah, you have a kid, they're going to be like, I don't want to listen to that music.
What were some of those songs that your dad was on?
He messed with a lot of old rap, like Nas and them.
Oh, you're talking about real old rap. Like, okay, yeah. I mean, I get it. No, I'm Nas.
Scarface,
you
know.
Yeah.
He be messing with a lot of folks.
Does he still listen to it today?
Yep. He still be on it, but he don't just play it like on the radio in the car.
What about your mom? I mean, I know that she's been a big influence in your life, and I was just kind of reading, you're blowing up. And so there's quite a bit being written about you in the past couple of years. I know when you were young, you got into a little trouble. You turned everything around, and you just finished school, everything. How did you go from that point to turning everything around and moving in a different direction? What made you do that?
Because it was like, there was the only thing they ever asked me for. My mom and dad, that's the only thing they ever asked me to do. It was like, it was bad, ugly, one note rapping or none yet.
Yeah.
It was just, you know what I'm saying? So they was just like, please graduate for me, bro. I'm like, can you do that? Mm-hmm. And I did that. And then I missed, my school experience was crazy. I had to do a lot to graduate still.
Tell me about it. What do you mean your school experience was crazy?
First, had to pay to get back in school. Then I had to go I ain't go to the 11th grade, so I had to do 11th and 12th grade.
Together?
Together, but like, you know how school got like one first semester, second semester? Like,
yes.
After Christmas break. Then it's like a new semester all the way up to summertime. I had to finish school, and then Lil Pete, I had to do 11th, 12th grade in the second semester with like night class.
Damn.
I had to go to another school like right after school and online class, or I won't be able to graduate.
And at that time, the only motivation for that was to fulfill your parents' wishes, correct?
Yeah, for sure.
So but I think that's so respectful.
That's fire. And
that's a crazy answer. I thought you were going to say something because I wanted to do that. You're like, no, because my mom and dad asked me. When you graduated, did they say to you, you know, they're proud? Like, what was that moment
they
like?
They was too proud. They were crying proud. Like,
now I'm going to cry because I'm a mom. You know what I'm saying? Damn, don't make me do that.
What was your dad more proud of? The you graduating or the FaceTime with you and Gucci? And that whole interaction. What'd you see more of a reaction from?
Man, he cut up with Gucci car. He didn't even know how to react. He got the sweating in his arm. That was a big moment there.
When you saw the direct message, did you think it was somebody just playing with you, trying to fool you?
Yep. Because there always be fake pages like playing. Always. You know how the internet go. Folks just play too much. I click on the page, though. Like click his picture on the little circle. Go to his, man, he say his father, he on the father of two people. Oh, his picture. I said, oh, yeah.
Verified and everything. You're like, oh, my
Certified.
God.
Certified. It's real. I knew it was real then.
What's the first thing you said to him when you called him or he called you? What were the first words?
I'd be lying if I say the first word, but I know it was like, what's up? It's like we locked in, like right off the rip, like a brother or something. Like we just talk about everything that day. Like from their car, we talked about everything all the way up to like 5 hours.
That's
it was
crazy.
Already 3 a.m. though when he texted me though.
So you stayed up from night till the sun came up talking
to him. We just talked about everything.
And
talking about everything.
Did you get any pushback from any of the? You're from one of the cities, dog, that is fortunate enough to have a couple OGs in the rap game.
Oh, for real.
And, you know, with your situation, with the Chopper Entertainment, you kind of went straight through having to pick between Gotti or Dolph. After you had that conversation with Gucci Man, did they talk to you about, have they reached out to you after that since then?
Yeah, both of them.
What did they say?
Then I got signed, I talked to Dolph. Then I've been, it's so crazy, like right a week before Gucci teamed me. Like I was signed for a minute before I revealed it, like a week and a half.
You wanted to think about the way you wanted to approach everything.
Everything was a whole setup game plan. WAP did it though. Like everything he said was gonna happen, it played out just like he said.
Everything he told you in those five hours played out.
Like all the way up to now.
Now.
It played out like how he said he a mastermind. But what we just talking about?
We were talking about Gucci. Don't even worry about it because
I
want
to go back to that. I was
no, it was in regards to Dolph and Gotti.
Yeah,
after.
Gotti, no, I'm finna tell y'all, it's so crazy. Right before the Gucci tipped me, I walk in the restaurant, see Gotti, chop it up with Gotti, give me his number, tell me anything. You know what I'm saying?
No matter when
I do music or nothing, hit me up like real deal. Like I'm like, oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Real nigga passed the mirrors. He ain't even stunned the mirrors. He like, pick up the phone, call me, need any advice all the way up to today.
Do you feel like there is more of a brotherhood right now happening with people wanting to help one another? Or do you still feel like there might be some animosity? People might think, well, you know, you don't deserve this. Or do you feel like there's more people on your team than against you?
It just now got to the point where they like, you can have each other, bro. Like, I can't beat you, bro. Like,
where they're like, hold on, you're the real thing. It's not just one song. It's not just
I had to be here through it all. I had to keep confident, keep going through it all. I remember they were just like, he just got one song. He ain't going to do nothing now. I had to play a lot. I ain't talking about nothing. Made me go hard. Boom. They said a lot.
Well, I think, I don't know about you, but when people say a lot, that makes me want to work harder.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And also, all three of us are fortunate enough to be from a place where it's not too really well known in the sense that there's not a lot going on. I've seen you in some conversations talk about how you went from Memphis to Atlanta, and in Atlanta, you know, similar like Phoenix, whatever, you know, you have all the major teams, you have all this stuff, but you're from a place, Memphis, south side of Memphis. I'm from the south side of Albuquerque, New Mexico, and there's not a lot going on there. And I think there's a lot of violence and crimes just because there's this boredom and poverty.
Exactly.
And I know
we actually are going to have that conversation on Monday. You know, let's be real. What's happening all over the country? You know, we've seen shootings and different things going on. And there's we're trying to find solutions is what we want to talk about. Tell me about where you grew up and how you think you made it out. Like, what's the difference in making it out? And getting out of a place like that, and then maybe going back and helping too.
Yeah, it's my goal to go back and help. It's a big difference from making it out and still trying to make it on the edge, almost in the making. Keep going, and it can leave. I seen it happen so many times. A lot of folks almost made it out. Like my story, like I really did something. Like I went far. Like. A lot of folk from Memphis, like, it's a lot of legends. Like you said, they had the talent. Like, they had the fan base, everything. Everybody looked up to them and were trying to see what was going to be next, and they lost the moment. Got
they almost made it out.
Almost.
That was such
everybody
a crazy.
Almost. It's like I watch everybody almost, and it feel like I just did. You know, me and 30 for sure.
Big 30. I think that's important because you can show other people in your community, and not just in your community, because now you are people around the world are listening to your music and they're watching you.
So,
do you feel like you are somewhat of responsible for the people who watch you to be an influence, or do you feel like, I don't really know about all that? Is that too heavy for you?
Nah, I just don't speak on it too much, but I'm helping all areas. Like, I think about everything. Like, I know that. I see the name changes and switch ups, and like I put 762 and go, like, go, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just see everything, so I know it play a big part. It stopped me from saying so much. Like,
because you don't want someone to take it and do it.
So much, like,
no, I know.
That's the only place they really can see me at. So I don't even just say too much on my captions and stuff no more. It just play a big part. Everybody, like, move out with. What's going on right now?
Well, it's crazy because I see, you know, when you do interviews, you have all of this incredible fan base that just follow everything you do. So, yes, everything you say matters.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you know that now more than ever because it's just growing and growing and growing. It's just, and it's only going to get bigger. Mm-hmm. Are you ready for that?
Yeah, and I ain't trying to, like, approach it like I know what it come with or not. Nah, I'm trying to learn.
Yeah,
I'll be quiet and listen.
That's so good you have a good team around you, though, and that you are willing to learn. Because I'm still learning. I don't think you ever learn everything. The day you think you learned
everything.
Nobody.
I'm also excited for Pooh Shiesty, though, because just after this conversation, a lyric from the Jay-Z lyric that keeps popping in my mind is, you are who you are before you got into the game. And after hearing the story of all the stuff you went through to graduate, just fulfill your parents'
That's
wishes,
crazy.
That says a lot about you as a man at the core, man. And I'm super excited to see where you go from here, bro.
So.
It's very exciting.
Well, that leads me to my five. That's a great segue to my 5 and 5. We're going to play a little game now so we can get to know Pooh Shiesty. Okay, look, I'm going to give you 5 questions. You got 1 minute to answer each question.
Let's do it.
It's really easy, too. So first of all, I have never been to Memphis, and I've heard it's amazing. I heard of food. They got either soul food or barbecue. So you got to choose one. Shiesty, I pull up to Memphis. Is it soul food, barbecue, and where am I pulling up?
You can go barbecue, but... I'm going to get you some wings. Like, take you go
Crumpies. Some wings. Where? What's the name of the spot I'm going to?
Man, you can go to Crumpies.
Crumpies.
You can go to Unk Spot, Pee Wee Spot. You can go to, man, you got a lot. Let me name some. Zach Spot, Disa Queen. You got to taste Disa Queen. Then I
okay.
Like, this everywhere. Okay. Not Dairy Queen, Dixie Queen.
He said, not Dairy, Dixie. Get it right. Okay, next one.
Huxtable.
This is a tough one because no matter what kind of trouble you're in, I know someone's blowing you up. Tell her to wait.
Pause. Yeah,
tell her to wait. Okay. No matter what kind of trouble you're in, Pooh Shiesty, you got to call mom or dad. Who are you calling?
Man, no trouble. Pops.
You going to call your dad?
Pops.
Dad's going to get you out no matter what.
Yeah, he be thinking on another way. I don't be thinking like.
Okay. Yeah. Mom just be mad at you. What did you do?
Nah, mom do going to get me out of there too. Mom do. No, too. It just pop for sure.
So, okay. You answered the question already about hitting that bump in the road as a teen. You turned things around because your mom and dad asked you to. I think that is very important. So to anybody out there, here's number three. What's your advice if you are in a, you know, you're a young kid, maybe you got a little bumpy road going on. What's your advice for kids to turn it around for themselves?
Man, keep going. For sure, that's the best thing I ever did was keep going. No matter how, you know what I'm saying, the past, history, whatever, I always can change and everybody get a turn. For sure.
I love that. Okay. Dope. Name three artists you have not worked with yet that you want to work with.
I'm getting to work with everybody I want to right now. Like, it just like got the way, but you know, I still need that Cardi B. I still need that Wayne. And I still need, Chief Keef. We're gonna go.
All right. Bang. Cardi B, Lil Wayne, Chief Keef. All right, you just manifested. Okay, last question. It's kind of deep, and I know you know you're right now. You're just blowing up. Like I said, Fallon, everything. You're traveling the country. But where do you see yourself in 10 years? Where do you want to be 10 years from today? And what I want you to do is in 10 years, I want you to watch this again, and let's see what you've accomplished in that 10 year time span.
My son could probably be sitting right here in 10 years.
You think so?
That's what I want.
You want better for your family.
Exactly. Like everybody. Everybody.
That's powerful.
For sure.
I asked Beyonce that question, and two out of the three things that she said came true. She ain't got the Oscar. And you said you wanted more for your family. That's probably the most real answer ever. I think that's going to happen.
My four long, because if I'm, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to be here for hell long. My four's great. I'm going to be here for hell.
Yeah, me and Pooh.
My four's great.
We're cousins, too. And he didn't.
I'm going to slammed in.
All right. Yes, let me tell you something, Anthony. You look just like Pooh Shiesty. As soon as he walked in, I was
can't
like,
can't look like this here, though.
Next time Pooh Shiesty comes through, I'll have to bring him some tacos. Since he just talked about that barbecue, I'm bringing you some Mexican food next time, dude. Breaking
barbecue,
a little bread.
Though, you go to Central Barbecue with me.
Okay, Central Barbecue. That's the final answer. 5 minutes later,
he's still thinking
about the barbecue, the food.
Go to my grandma's house, you want some real barbecue.
Let's do that.
That's what I'm saying. If you're asking me about, if you're telling me about your grandma, I know she can cook.
My grandma put her feet in and every time.
When you walk in and she always like, let's sit down and eat, sit down and eat.
Every time she cooking breakfast, lunch, dinner.
You got that little belly when you leave. Every time I eat at my nana's, I fall asleep on the couch.
Got a little nap. Yeah, you got to take a nap. I was just going to say that.
Yep. All right, everyone. Pooh Shiesty, man. Thanks for the time. Best of luck.
Sure. Brr. Yeah, I got my own steed. Don't need security in the club. All that woofing on the net hill. I thought you was a thug. I ain't got nowhere to go. We pulled up everywhere they were. Yeah, you know who took this stick from you. Come get it back from us.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Dear Dana, why would a man get a paternity test for a child he's not going to raise and be around? Let's talk about that right now. Let's welcome you to Two Dudes.
One Studio.
The recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. And if you missed it earlier during our What Guys Think topic, a lady wrote in and asked Dana that question right there. Why would a man get a paternity test for a kid he has no intent of raising? And come to find out, one of Dana's gal pals, if you may, wrote into her, and this exactly happened. A man she was seeing for 2 years. They had a child together. He had a test done, and then he left. Now, Dana also went on to tell us that this guy actually had another kid.
Two other kids.
That he didn't raise either.
Come on, man.
So he's not raising all three of his kids. That's why he's not taking care of your kid after getting a paternity test.
Now, I'm not mad at the girl for laying down with this man. But I am a little bit upset at her homies. Because it should have had some homies like Two Dudes, One Studio. It should have had some homies like myself and DJ Automatic right here. Would have said, yo, don't do that.
Why are you laying down with this man? He ain't going to take care of you or that baby once you guys get pregnant.
The reason why these guys keep doing stuff like this, ladies, because y'all keep hooking up with guys like this. Okay?
What makes certain guys desirable? And I just want to say, there's a lot of loser guys out there that get a lot of kitty cat.
It's because a lot of women love the challenge of a fixer-upper. When it comes to a man, they like to get a man and think, oh, I can change this dude. I can do this. I can do that.
Guess what, ladies? You can't. Nope. It never works out that way. Mm-mm. It never, ever works out that way. Dana's trying to change me. We've been married for 10 plus years now.
Dude, I'm smelling it. You better change your drawers.
Exactly. You're not going to change me. You're not going to change him either. It just doesn't work that way. If he's a POS when he goes into the relationship, guess what? He's going to be a POS in the relationship.
Now, I'm a firm believer that people can change, but it is up to them to do so.
Yes, you can change, but I mean, this guy is still getting everything he wants. He's getting his cake and getting it eaten too. He's getting to lay down with other women, making different babies, and nobody's stopping him from doing it.
Until somebody stops him dead in his track, he's going to continue to be a deadbeat dad. All right, that's what y'all got to do. But our love is with the homegirl and the child to be too. It's a beautiful blessing.
Hopefully the guy comes around and starts taking care of his kids. I don't think he's going to.
Dude, my mom, she don't even call me an accident no more. She calls me a surprise.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
You guys are stupid. But I'm in a good way.
But it works.
It does. It really does work. All right. Thank you so much for listening to number 86 of the Dana Cortez Show Podcast. Woo! If you haven't listened to 85, 84, 83, 82, or 81, or 80, please do so.
And if you haven't told your friends about this, please do.
Oh,
yes.
That part.
All right. And of course, listen to us on the radio too.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.